It's Friday.
And that means it's 7:02 Unplugged.
7:02 Unplugged, and today we do it a little bit differently. We are going to be chatting and listening to Mzansi Ballet Christmas Show. We're joined by the CEO at the South African Mzansi Ballet, Mr. Dirk Badenhorst. Dirk, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much, and thanks for this very strange way of doing it. Wonderful.
It is strange, but at the same time, you know, as I was saying to our previous guest, Riyad, is that while we do things digitally, we have this amazing opportunity to present any offering to a much bigger audience around the world. Though myself being a theater lover, I'm biased. I want to feel an audience. I love the feeling of an applause. How have you at the Mzansi Ballet been actually coping during such a difficult time?
Well, I'm also the CEO of the South African International Ballet Competition. So in October, we actually did the competition hybrid, in that some of the competitors and some of the adjudicators were live in the theater and some of them were streaming it. So we literally then got to be seen around the world. And so that's exactly what we are doing also then with the Mzansi Ballet's The Christmas Show, is that it will be recorded and then we will make it available after the show has finished to some of the people that couldn't get there. And, you know, it's a little bit early start for The Christmas Show. We started last week and we run till next week. And I am encouraging people to buy the tickets as quickly as possible, because with the arrival of the next variant, we don't know when and if the theaters will happen ongoingly into Christmas and beyond Christmas. So it's a very uncertain time, and that's why these kind of things are so important, that we are able to straddle different ways of doing things differently. And I think that's really what we are trying to do, and that's why we put together this really, really beautiful and unique Christmas show. You know, there was the Nutcracker, there is a Christmas Carol, but we also need to do some things differently. And for the Peter Turin Theatre at Monte Cassino, we thought we would create this wonderful show with live singers, live dancers, that really make some beautiful magic to some of the very, very beautiful Christmas standards.
And what was it that was the motivation to actually combine the live singers with this show? Because I think it just adds such an extra awesome element to the production.
Well, we've done it a few years ago. We created a show called The Queen Show, and we had the live singers on stage. But then, of course, money gets tight, and then you cut somewhere, and in the end, you don't have it. But I just thought that it would bring that extra magic to the event, and it's exactly what's happening. It's that immediateness. It's the audience being able to see the singer to interact with the dancer, and vice versa, because that's so lovely for us. You know, many companies around the world have access to the grand orchestras and everything, and we don't have that. So this is our little way of saying, come and experience some of that live music on stage with us. The one singer, Abel Knubel, does this one song called Mountain Man. That's his own original. And we've created this duet that goes with it, choreographed by Angela Reevy, that is just so beautiful. And it just works in the greatest setting of the show. And then we have Dikelo Mamiala singing her own original song called Dear Child. And if you listen to it outside of the show, it could be any song. But if you listen to it in the show, she sings about the dear child, which could be baby Jesus, being a boy or girl, could be a little child in the audience, could be a big child, you and I in the audience sitting there and really, really just enjoying the magic of live theater, and being in a space where you don't just get an LOL, you actually get the audience's reaction, you get the applause, you get the cheers, because it's that the one feeds the other. The more applause the dancers get, the better they dance, and the better they dance, the more applause the audience want to give them. And it's that magic that is so important.
And it does sound truly magical, especially from what you're explaining. I mean, it's a combination of carols that we know and love, but done in their own unique way, interpreted musically in their own way, some original songs, and then you've got the dance. This sounds like a great performance that people should go out and watch if you're able to. Peter Turin Theatre at Monte Cassino. Tickets are available on CompuTicket.com. Com, and this is from the 24th of November, which was a couple of days ago, to the 5th of December. And the ticket for Monte de Dios in Pretoria are available on TixSA, that's TIXSA.co.za, for the 10th of December if you want to head out and watch Mzansi Ballet Christmas show. We, of course, will be previewing some of the music for you. Dirk Badenhorst, CEO at South African Mzansi Ballet, thank you so, so